Flooding continues to wreak havoc on Ecuador. Christians are joining together to pray for North Korea, and ministry comes full circle in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of Ecuadorians are still living in temporary shelters in the wake of a rainy season that's pummeled the country since January. This is considered the worst flooding in 25 years, with damage estimates at $1 billion.
The access to the land is gone. The businesses are down and destroyed by the water. There's no income. There's no food.
That's Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer. The stagnant water and contaminated wells are leading to outbreaks of waterborne diseases. Their team is helping the survivors in rural areas, but floods are likely to last through next month. The ministry team is committed to helping these people, and Kramer says,
the aid we are providing is through the churches, and as such we are empowering the local churches to reach out beyond even their membership in order to be the hands and feet of Christ. And that is really an empowerment of mission of the local churches, and we see the Spirit greatly moving in that area.
Next, North Korea's human rights violations are great. 200,000 North Koreans are being held in torture camps. Sunday, April 27th is the International Day of Prayer for North Korea. The World Evangelical Alliance is asking believers to pray that God will save this nation. North Korean Christians have routinely suffered torture and execution for their faith. They're widely regarded as the most persecuted believers in the world. Pray for physical needs and those who have yet to hear the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Spring training of a different sort is coming up. May 8th is the beginning of boot camp for all new E3 Partners ministry staff members. Boot camp helps prepare team members for effective outreach. Each person will learn about the ministry's vision, how the various parts of the ministry work together, and how to lead leadership development conferences and mission trips. Pray for the spiritual readiness of those involved. Meanwhile, why would someone leave a job as a consultant with the United Nations to become a director for Every Child Ministries? Lorella Rouster says it's a case of ministry come full circle for Uganda director David Lubale. His experience as an orphan motivates him to work tirelessly on behalf of other orphans.
David's case shows that orphans can have great potential, not only to do very well personally, but also to contribute very positively to society and to contribute to the kingdom of God.
Lubale earns his master's degree this month in conflict resolution. Rouster says his story can inspire others toward kingdom building.
I hope that his example gives hope to people that it's really worthwhile to invest in orphans and in children that might not look like they have a lot of potential now. But if we can just see them through Jesus' eyes, we can realize that they have immense potential.
And finally, James 1:27 says, true religion that God accepts is caring for the widows and orphans. That's exactly what Orphan Outreach wants to do, help you care for the orphans around the world. While many are helping, they need even more people to help, says OO's Tiffany Taylor.
We're looking for at least 15 people for each of our trips that we still have to fill this year. We've got a number of wonderful short-term options.
They're trying to fill teams for orphan ministry trips to Russia, Guatemala, Honduras, and India.
These are children from very impoverished situations, children without parents. Some may have parents, but they're extremely poor children. And they will be bringing the gospel to these kids. Every day, they'll be going to different orphanages and Christian schools.
Each person will be part of a vacation Bible school team where they'll share the gospel. Despite the downturn in the U.S. economy, Taylor says so far they've had no problems filling trips this year. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, M&N's making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.